Hello, everyone. My name is Christy Mims, and I am the founder of the Revolutionary Club, which is a career coaching service for women who are unwilling to settle for anything less than career happiness. And the talk that we're giving them doing today is all about the five big things that are holding you back from making a career transition. I'm sure many of you have sat at your desks and thought, you know, there's got to be something else out there for me. And every time you do, you just get a little bit more stuck. And it's incredibly frustrating. And so I want to dive into what is keeping you stuck right now and give you a little bit of help to navigate that and get unstuck so that when you wake up and think about work, you're actually excited and energized and not tired and frustrated like many, many of us are. So to dive right in, as I said, there are five big things that hold us back from making a change in our careers. And if you can get past them, it's really amazing what can change for you. So I'm here to say that the five things are, and not to scare you, but they're all related to fear. So the five big things that hold us back from making a change are five big fears. So as I say them, feel free to nod along and think if you felt one or more of these at any one time. So the first one is usually, if I leave my job, if I try something different, I'll never replace my income. I won't be able to pay my mortgage or maintain my lifestyle, and then I could end up homeless or something bad will happen to me. And ultimately, this is a fear around survival. It's an external fear. You know, our jobs provide us shelter, food, income, all things that we need. And we're biologically wired to want that stuff because we need it to survive. So when anything might threaten that, we shut down, right? And often a new job or a job transition can be something that's very, very scary that might involve a pay cut, that might involve something that infringes on our very survival. So instead of making that, we just stay where we are. The second fear is, if I leave my job, then what will I do? What if I hate the new job, then where will I be? So this is really fear of the unknown. If I leave my job, what's going to happen? You know, what will happen to me if I hate the new job, where will I be? So a lot of times we have this fear of the unknown. And we stay where we are because we figure where we are is better than something else out there. But of course, that's not true because where we are isn't making us happy. But this fear keeps us safe. It keeps us, you know, in a place of comfort. And so a lot of times we end up staying in a job for months or years past our due date. And if you felt this way, I want you to know so many people have and you're not alone. So the third fear is a good one. If I'm good at this job, what if I'm terrible at the next thing I want to try? You know, I'm good at this job, but what if I'm terrible if I try something different? So that is something I call an internal fear, a fear of failure. I have a lot of clients, my private clients, who come to me with this fear because they are smart and successful women and they have a confidence and a comfort in what they do. And they're afraid that if they strike out and do something different, even though they know that they could be happier, they're so afraid of failing. And that keeps a lot of us stuck in playing small. There's a lot of shame around that. There's a lot of worry about what people think, what you'll think. And so for many of us, it's easier just to stay at the thing that we know, that we're confident or that we're good at, instead of trying something different. Then there's fear number four. It's too overwhelming. I don't even know how to figure out what I want to do next. So I like to call this one fear of success. It's a little different than fear of failure. A lot of times, a lot of my clients say this to me, you know, I have so many ideas about what my passion could be, or I have so many ideas for what job I should do next. I just can't seem to figure out which one of them to do. And a lot of times when you have idea after idea after idea, I think, you know, some of them are good. You know, you have the skills to actually implement some of these ideas or try that new job or that new career. But you don't because you're afraid that what happens if you do try it and you succeed, what will change in your life? You know, will your relationship change? Will you change? And sometimes that fear of success can keep us stuck because we're afraid of what will change and how our families might view us, how our friends might view us, and we're not necessarily ready to step into that. because sometimes we're afraid that we're not good enough to do it, even though we know that we can. And then there's fear number 5. How can I even find time to make the transition? I can't find the time to do most things today. This is more of a barrier than a fear, but a lot of times when you're so overscheduled, you just tell yourself, like, I don't have time to deal with finding another job. I don't have time to deal with figuring out what I want to do next. I'm so busy. My life is so full. And I actually consider this one fear of failure as well. It's what I find in my clients is that they are folks who are incredibly talented, and they are folks who are used to being good at things. And so they take on a lot of responsibility and a lot of activity. And when you do that, it keeps you safe because you don't have a lot of time to think about what your life is missing. It also makes you feel important because you are so busy. Obviously, you are needed and you are competent and you are important because everyone wants a piece of your time. And if you actually back away and try to create some space in your schedule and start turning things down, you might discover that there's areas in your life that you're not as good at as you think, or you might discover that the thing that you want to do is really, really scary. So you fill your time so you don't have to think about it. And because of that, you tell yourself that you feel good because you're so busy. So I don't know if any of these fears resonate with you, but I know that most people feel one, if not all 5 of these fears at any one time. And especially when you think about a career transition, and this is what often keeps you stuck, these fears. So I want to spend just a quick moment talking about how to overcome these fears so that when you're next contemplating a job or a new promotion or a new position, you don't have something like this come up for you and prevent you from saying yes. So the first thing that I want you to do is just to recognize that it's okay to be afraid. We often don't talk about this with other people. When we have a fear around our survival or a fear of failure or fear of the unknown, we feel a sense of shame. And so we don't share it. And I want you to just know that so many people feel this. It's totally normal. It's human to feel this. So you're not alone, and it's okay to feel and to face it. And so I want you, when you feel this fear, to really just take a breath. Take a moment and breathe. When you breathe, you oxygenate your brain, which makes you smarter. You also stop a fight-or-flight response. You know, the fear generates that fight-or-flight trigger in us. A lot of times we tense up and we just sort of laser in on something, and we lose the ability to think strategically. So when you take a breath, you can separate yourself from the problem, and you can become smarter. So when you do that, make sure you put a hand on your stomach so you know you're breathing into your stomach and you're breathing deeply. And let it out. And know that you can do this at any meeting, in any office, anytime you want. No one's going to know what you're doing, but it will help you. And once you relax and you become smarter and you separate yourself from the problem, I want you to just dive into it and understand where the fear came from. Did someone tell you a story once about their failure, and so it trickled into your own life, and now you have this belief that everyone who tries this particular career or industry is going to fail? Do you have a fear of, did something happen to you in your past where you changed jobs and you took a pay cut and you weren't able to pay your rent? Is that what's driving your, fear of survival and that external fear that a lot of us feel? So, this is work I do. It's hard to do in just a couple of minutes, but it's work I do with my clients. But if you spend some time really getting to understand where the fear came from, often you'll realize that it's not true for you anymore. So that's the next thing I want you to do. I want you to ask, and this is where most people forget to do this, and they stop, and so they stay stuck. But if you do this step, you will actually most likely not stay stuck. This is the biggest part of the process. I want you to ask yourself, is this fear really true? How true is this? If I have a fear that if I change jobs, I'm going to, not be able to pay my rent or support myself, have I actually done the research? Have I looked at the other jobs? Do I know what the salaries are? Have I gone online? Have I talked to people one-on-one? Do I have hard, concrete data that my fear is true? So if I have a fear around that, do I know it's true? If I have a fear of the unknown, have I really sat and said, if I leave this job that I'm good at, what if this other thing is terrible? Have I really thought about that? How true is that really? What is my experience in the past that's driving me to believe this? Or if I look at the past and I talk to my friends and I look at my social connections and, you know, reach out to people, do I realize that the unknown is actually a pretty cool place to be? So I want you to ask that question. How true is this really? Just dive into it. And you'll see that in so many cases, these fears are actually not that true for you anymore, they ever were, and that something that's holding you back doesn't actually have as much power as you initially thought. And then finally, just start to brainstorm some solutions and see what ideas you can come up with that will get you past what's holding you back right now. So if it's money, what can you do to make more money or cut your expenses? If it's fear of the unknown or fear of failure, how can you increase your comfort zone or try something out on the side where the fear of failure is a little bit less risky. You know, how can you learn or improve your skills so that you can avoid or mitigate the unknown or fear of failure? You know, what can you do that's going to really help you take a step forward? You know, I love to brainstorm with a glass of wine and a good friend, so I recognize that. But just spending 10 minutes with a cup of coffee and a piece of paper can go a long way. It can give you a lot of interesting ideas. So with that being said, take another deep breath and know that, you know, when you do this stuff, things start to change for you. And so the job that you feel stuck in now does not have to be the job that you'll be in a year from now. All you need to do is just do a little research, take a breath, and just know that we all feel this way. And it's okay. It's normal and it's human. So with that, I want to wrap up on this talk about the five things that hold you back from making a career transition. Thank you for listening. My name again is Christy Mims. I'm the founder of the Revolutionary Club, which is a career coaching service for women who are looking for, who won't settle for anything less than career happiness. And you can find me at therevolutionaryclub.com, where I have a bunch of free gifts and all sorts of fun stuff for you waiting if you have some more interest and more motivation around your career and you want to spend some time doing some research. So thank you for your time, everyone, and take care.